Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Show. We are continuing the halachas of Hilchos Bishul. The halacha is that something that's mevushel called tzarkoi, there is no iser bishul. Once it's fully cooked, there's no prohibition to cook it further, even though it's getting better. Even though it's mitzdamek v'yafalo, which means it keeps on getting better and better as it sits on the fire. For example, a cholent, the more it cooks on the fire, the better it gets. But once it's mevushel called tzarkoi, there's no iser bishul. But something that's not fully cooked, it's only halfway cooked or a third cooked, something called in halacha, like Michael ben Drusoy, it's the name of a robber who ate things rear. And the halacha is even if someone eats it that way, but still, if you complete the cooking, that is usur because of bishul. It's also bishul bishul. Now, even something bishul called tzarka, you can't put it directly on a fire on Shabbos, because that's something, it's called mechzik mevashu. You're not going to put something into an oven on Shabbos, you're not going to put something straight onto a fire on Shabbos. But something that was on the blech from before Shabbos, it was sitting on the blech from before Shabbos, there is no iser bishul anymore once it's fully cooked. So therefore, for example, if someone has soup and cholent on the blech, and he removes the soup Friday night in order to serve the soup, and now he wants to move the cholent closer to the fire. So it depends. If the cholent is fully cooked, then he can put it closer to the fire. But it's not fully cooked yet, then it's aser gomer because of bishul to put it closer to the fire. Another example would be to uncover the cholent pot to see how the cholent's doing. So it depends. If the cholent is fully cooked, you could open it up to see. Masha Enkein, if it's not cooked yet, so if you open up the cover and you reclose it, so you're helping it cook, and that's also gomer to do. It's also mishum bishul. Another example would be to close the oven door if there's something in the oven that's not fully cooked. By closing the oven door, you're helping it cook, and that would be a problem as well. And another example is, we know that on Shabbos, if you have a blech, you can remove the cholent, and if you have a mind to put the cholent back, you can remove it to take something out. Let's say Friday, you want to take some cholent Friday night, you remove the pot, and then if you have a mind, you can put it back onto the fire. But if it's not cooked, you can't put it back on the fire. Then you just have a bishul by putting it back on the fire. So from here we see that you should always make sure that your food is fully cooked before Shabbos, because if it's not fully cooked before Shabbos, there are a lot of details, and you come to iser bishul by inadvertently opening it up, or doing chazara, or moving closer to the fire. So therefore, you should always make sure your food is fully cooked. Rav Henkin, a big gadol who lived in the 1950s, 1960s, he already made this takana for his communities that they should always make sure that the food is fully cooked before Shabbos. For this reason, because it's a lot of details there, it's very hard to be careful. And it's very easy to be nichshal chas v'shalom in a halacha bishul. I just actually had a shayla, someone asked me a shayla a few weeks ago, that there was a blackout, and his crack pot turned off, and they just had to put the cholent on right before Shabbos. So the husband wasn't home, the wife took the cholent off the crack pot and put it onto the blech. What's wrong? From the crack pot had a blech, this had a blech, what's the problem? You know what the problem was? It wasn't cooked yet, the cholent. So she just over the iser bishul. And the shayla was, even with the eved, if glad to eat that cholent, because they were over chas v'shalom, they were over the iser bishul, it's terrible. So therefore you always have to be careful that the cholent is cooked from before Shabbos.